And if and they sometimes make a thing out of this stuff and put it in a nest to fool a chicken. That would be called a what?
What stuff?
The stuff you just mentioned.
China?
Yeah. They put it in a nest to fool a hen. Shaped.
Never heard of it.
Well, what is the thing that hens sit on?
Eggs.
All right, and use the word before that I just gave you.
China?
Yeah, say it together.
China eggs?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's all right.
That's a dirty trick.
What? No, it isn't dirty trick. I just wanted to see how you shape your trick.
All right.
How about a large wooden vessel used for carrying water, for instance?
Used for carrying water?
Yeah. In the well.
Oh, God.
What?
Bowl?
What? No, it's just a handle.
Pail.
All right. And one that's used for carrying milk, maybe made of tin or plastic.
Pitcher?
No, just like a, would you still call that a pail?
Pail, I guess, if I had to.
And then one they used for around the house for doing housework, you might call that a, you might prefix it with another word, a what pail, a
scrub pail?
Would you use that or would you use?
Wash pail? No.
Right.
Scrub pail.
All right. How about one used for garbage?
Garbage can.
Even if it's only no larger than a pail?
Yeah.
All right. How about the large galvanized ones?
Still a garbage can.
How about the thing used for frying in it for frying eggs?
Frying pan.
How about one that's electrified?
Electric frying pan.
How about a large, heavy iron vessel used for boiling potatoes or cabbage?
Pot.
All right. How about a thing used for heating water for tea?
Tea kettle.
And you have a knife, fork, and a what?
Spoon.
And a thing you put flowers in, cut flowers in a
vase.
And a permanent construction out in the alley for garbage. You remember I had those in Chicago? Remember they were called made out of concrete?
Never had one.
Did you ever see them?
Yeah.
You don't know what they're called?
No.